At the end of Parsha Shoftim, the Torah tells us, Ki sotzer el ir yomim rabim li lochem ilay letofso, li sashchis is eitzo. Rak eitzo shirteda ki lo yitz meichel hu, oi say sashchis. This is the iser of baltashchis that the Torah is telling us when you're creating a siege around another city and you need wood, don't knock down a tree that bears fruit. Knock down a cedar tree. Knock down something that doesn't bear fruit. Why? Because why waste the fruit? You're ruining something good. And this the Chinuch tells us in Mitzvah Tovkuf Choftes that Zehu Derech Hasidim Anshe Maiso V'lo Ya'avdu Afilu Gargel Shocharda Bo'elum. That Hasidim Anshe Maiso, they don't ruin anything. Everything has a purpose, everything has a reason. And therefore, to waste something for no reason, Afilu Gargel Shocharda, even a mustard seed, they don't waste for no reason. Now, obviously, this is with things that take priority. A person should rather waste food than waste his body, the Gemara tells us. Bal tashchis degufa adifa. A person has to be careful not to ruin his body, and therefore, as they say, it's better to throw it out than to throw it in when it comes to food. You have extra food lying around, doesn't mean that you should not waste it and eat it. Not waste it means don't use it for a reason that is not a necessary reason. To throw it into the body wouldn't be a reason. If this applies to materialistic acquisitions that we have, anything that we own we shouldn't ruin, we shouldn't waste, then certainly alachas kam v'kamo, it applies to spiritual acquisitions, spiritual opportunities that we have, not to waste them. And this tells us the Torah Avraham, Rabbi Avraham Guzhinsky, who was the Mashgiach in the Slabotki Yeshiva before the war, he says that this is really the pachad of Elul. What's the fear of Elul? What are we scared of? The truth is that really it was an amazing opportunity that the Kadosh Baruch Hu gave us. After Klai Yisrael did the Egel, so they thought that's it, they're finished. And Moshe Rabbeinu wanted for another 40 days to be Miratza Kadosh Baruch Hu, and we're told by Chazal that they were Bekas. Kadosh Baruch Hu wasn't ready to be Miratza. And Moshe Rabbeinu went up for another 40 days. And those are the Yemei Ratzain. And at the end, he was Makabel on Yom Kippur. Kadosh Baruch Hu gave him the Luchai Shniyos. And Klal Yisrael were able to have a ritzui from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the Torah tells us that that's why they blew the shofar. We blow the shofar during Elul as a reminder for them blowing the shofar when Moshe Rabbeinu went up the Reish Chodesh Elul. And they blew the shofar in the Machane to tell everybody, don't make a mistake like you did last time. And you miscalculated the time that Moshe Rabbeinu went up and you thought that the 40 days were finished. They weren't really finished. This time, everybody's going to know when the 40 days start, not to miscalculate. So really, the blowing of the shofar and these 40 days are a tremendous time of ritzui. And the blowing of the shofar is telling us, don't lose this opportunity. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is giving you a second chance. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is bringing misratzeh after the chet of the eagle. You have another opportunity. The pachad of Elul is this fear of a lost opportunity. You're given opportunities. Yimei Ratzon, tremendous days of rachamim. And Reb Chatzkel says that the final day of the 40 days is Yom Kippur, which is the most tremendous amount of rachamim. It's not that every day is a little bit of rachamim, and then the last day is a tremendous amount. It's every day builds up the amount of rachamim. The first day of the 40 days is a big amount of rachamim, more than the rest of the year. And the next day is even greater, and the next day is even greater, till it climaxes with Yom Kippur. We have the 40th day, which is a yam of rachamim from the Ribbono Shel Olam. A tremendous opportunity we have. We have Yimei Ratzon in front of us. 40 days that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is giving us to take this opportunity and run with it. The question is, how? How do we make use of this opportunity? How do we not waste it? So, we know that Ani L'doidi V'doidi Li is Rashi Tevis El. I'm close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is close to me. What does that mean practically? You wake up in the morning, Rosh Chodesh Elul, and you feel HaKadosh Baruch Hu next to your bed. In what way is it that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is doidi izli? In what way? How do we feel? And the answer is that there's a tremendous siyata d'shmaya, there's an extra added dose of heavenly help that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us during these days. That means in all aspects of Avodas Hashem, we know that there's a few different Rashi Tevas for Elul. One of them is Ani L'doidi V'doidi Li, which is L'chor, my relationship to Ribbono Shel Olam. That's Bein Adam L'Mokrim. Then we have Ish L'Re'eyu U'Matanis L'Evyonim, is Rashi Tevas Elul. That's Bein Adam L'Chavere. And then we have Umol Hashem Lekecha Es Levavcha Es Levav Zarecho. Is also Rashi Es Levavcha Es Levav. Is Rashi Tainus Ela. That's a person that refers to a person's own heart. That's Bein Adam La'atzmai. So we have the Bein Adam La'mokim, the mitzvahs of Luluv, the mitzvahs of Sukkah Ukedema. We have the Bein Adam La'chaveri, the mitzvahs of Chesed, the mitzvahs of Tzedakah, mitzvahs all the lois says of Leisikim and Leisiter. And then we have the Bein Adam La'atzmai, Emuna, Bitochin, Midos, all these things, all these different aspects of Avodas Hashem, these three different aspects, which is really Torah, Avodah, Gilas Chasadim. Torah helps a person himself grow. Avodah is the Tefillah, Benam L'Mokrim. And then we have Gilas Chasadim, Benam L'Chavir. These are the three pillars of the world. And all three of them are Merumas in the Rashi Tevas of El. Because there's a siyata d'shmaya in all aspects of Avodas Hashem during these 40 days. And memela, a person should take this opportunity because it's easier. It's tried and true that it's easier to work on different aspects of Avodas Hashem during this time. And therefore, to take some sort of aspect, some sort of chelek of Avodas Hashem that you're going to work on during this time, and try to work in it for these 40 days. And the truth is that even if it doesn't last, and even after Yom Kippur, we're back to exactly where we were beforehand. Nevertheless, the very fact that there was a chizuk, the very fact that we realigned ourselves, the very fact that we showed the chashivas of the days, that we know from Chazal is something that's very chashiv. Chazal tells us that during a Aseres Meitshuva, a person should be careful not to have pasakum, even if during the year he's not makbid on it, but during the Aseres Meitshuva, he should be makbid on it. Why? As soon as Yom Kippur is over, he might even break his fast on pasakum. Yeah, but it doesn't make a difference. The chashivas, the chizuk, the showing that you realize that these days are more chashiv and we should act a different way. And when they say to be makbid or pasakum, if a person's always makbid or pasakum, then it means something else to be makbid on. It's a chizuk in another area. Any area that a person can be mischazik in is worth its weight in gold. But it's not only that. It's because when a person is margal himself, very often it does stick. There is some aspect that does stick. And even if not the entire chizik that he had continues after Yom Kippur, part of it does. And the Seder Ayoyim, Rav Mechir, who is actually the Baal of the Moida Ani, he was Miyased al Oshan of the Moida Ani, he says something interesting. He says that if a person has trouble getting out of bed in the morning, he says he should jump out of bed. And he says you do this for 4 or 5 days, then you realize afterwards it'll already be easier. Well, a lot of times that it's the beginning. It's the kol ha'scholes that are kashes, but the mikan ve'ilach yerev lachem, a person never gets to. He jumps out already. He jumps ship already before he gets to the yerev lachem, the easier times that come afterwards. It was hard at the number day one. It's hard day two. It was hard day three. Okay, it's ready now for me. And that he's telling us, no, go to day 4 and 5. You're right. It'll be hard. After that, you already feel a difference. Tried and true. Less than a week, you could try yourself to actually be kind of something that it should become a part of a midah for you. Maybe after 4 or 5 times, it becomes easier, that it should actually become your nature. That is interesting. We find that Rebbe Elimelech in the Tzetel Kotun says that there is an inyan to be mischazik in something for 40 days. Keneged Yitzirasei Shel Uber is 40 days. The 40 days of Moshe Rabbeinu was on Har Sinai. That's when a person is really kind of something. If he takes a midah and he works in it for 40 days, then he is kind of, he acquires that midah to a certain extent. The Ramah in Teresa Oilo, he says that actually that's after 30 days. He says that's what we learned from Nazir. A Nazir is 30 days because 30 days is the time amount of time that's necessary to acquire a midah. And he says we learned it out of Nazir Yihyeh. Yihyeh, Chazal tell us, Yihyeh Yud-Heh. Yud-Heh is Gematria 30. And the amount of time that a Nazir, the standard Naziris, is for 30 days. Why? Because he's trying to acquire a midah. He's trying to acquire a midah of preachers, trying to acquire a midah of Kedusha, and that takes 30 days. He says that's why it's also learnt out of the word Yiyah, which is the Lashon of the future. He will be. Because this is something that will help him and be margalim for the future. Interestingly enough, we find that it's 40 days according to Beli Meilech and 30 days according to the Ramah. We have 40 days up until Yom Kippur from Rish Chedesh Elul and 30 days up until Rosh Hashanah from Rish Chedesh Elul. So we have a time to be margal itself. We have the Siyata Dishmael. That means we have extra help. Things that during the rest of the year we tried working on that we weren't successful, during Elul, it's possible to be successful with greater ease because there is extra Siyata Dishmael. We have HaKadosh Baruch Hu who is here to help us. We have the 30 days. We have the 40 days. We have an opportunity. our whole fear is we shouldn't lose this opportunity. Take something, some aspect of Avedas Hashem, and work on it. And Bezos Hashem, you'll see tremendous Siyata Deshmaya. You should have a good Shabbos, a Hatzlocha Deke Elul, and a good Kebench Diyar.